This episode of the Children's Literature Podcast is brought to you by Old Cartoons. Old Cartoons. Have fun shocking your children by showing them how violent TV shows used to be when you were a kid. Welcome to the Children's Literature Podcast. I'm your host, TQ Townsend. This episode is about the saga of Pecos Bill. Listeners enjoyed hearing about Paul Bunyan back in July, so this week I've decided to talk about another American tall tale, Pecos Bill. Or perhaps I should say a Texan tall tale. First, though, let me remind you that the 100th episode of the show is coming up, and co-host Chloe and I will be answering questions from listeners. If there's anything you'd like us to respond to, send it in to letters@childrensliteraturepodcast.com. Stories about Pecos Bill are at least 100 years old. Tall tales are, as everybody knows, a load of hogwash, but in this case, so might be the story of Pecos Bill's origins. He first appeared in the pages of the Century magazine in 1923, in an article entitled The Saga of Pecos Bill. It was written by Edward O'Reilly, also known as Tex O'Reilly. This author lived a life that itself seems like a tall tale. He was born in Denton, Texas, to a family that traveled around a lot when it really was still the Wild West. Concerned about a lack of education their kids were getting, the O'Reillys moved to Chicago. In 1898, the Spanish-American War broke out, and young Tex lied about his age to join the army. He fought in Cuba and the Philippines, where he saw some fierce action. He was making a pit stop in Japan on the way back to the U.S. when his unit was called to help a multinational task force in China, which was fighting against the Boxer Rebellion. Tex received a wound in the leg, and after healing up and leaving the army, he went right back on a trip around the world. He eventually ended up in Hollywood, acting in and writing Western films during the silent movie era. His article about Pecos Bill, though, is his most lasting legacy. Pecos Bill is an interesting tall tale because, unlike stories about Paul Bunyan, we can trace his origins to a single author. Tex O'Reilly claimed in the saga of Pecos Bill that, quote, "Pecos Bill is not a newcomer to the Southwest. His mighty deeds have been sung for generations by men of the range. In my boyhood days in West Texas, I first heard of Bill, and in later years I've often listened to chapters of his history told around the chuck wagon by gravely mendacious cowboys." End quote. Despite this claim, I can't help but notice that in the very first paragraph of the tale, O'Reilly says that Paul Bunyan and Pecos Bill are blood brothers because they were both fathered by a liar. There isn't any print evidence of Texans sharing stories about someone called Pecos Bill before the publication of the article in the Century magazine. But if Tex O'Reilly did make up the whole tale, it's pretty impressive. I think, though, that it's more likely that O'Reilly wrote the story after drawing on tall tales and funny stories told by Texans, as well as more generally satirizing the kind of pulpy adventure stories that were popular at the time. When the saga of Pecos Bill was first published, the Tarzan series of novels by Edgar Rice Burroughs were wildly popular, along with other adventure tales of travel, danger, and romance. Pecos Bill pokes fun at Tarzan with some pretty obvious parallels between the characters. Both are born to human parents, although Tarzan is the child of English nobility and Bill is the offspring of a couple of careless rednecks. Both lose their families as infants and are raised by wild animals in the wilderness. Eventually, both Tarzan and Bill rejoin civilization and become successful. Tarzan travels the world, becomes a wealthy English viscount, and marries Jane, the love of his life, after a prolonged and adventurous courtship. Bill travels the southwest of the United States, becomes the leader of a pack of wild bandits, and is unable to marry Slewfoot Sue, the love of his life, because she tried to ride Bill's horse and got bucked so hard that she was launched into space. Both Tarzan and Bill are prolific killers of men and animals, Although Tarzan's kills are always portrayed as necessary and dramatic, while Bill's are absolutely unnecessary and completely comedic. And yes, there's a lot of violence and killing in the saga of Pecos Bill, but it's clear that none of it's meant to be taken seriously. It's about as realistic as the violence in Bugs Bunny cartoons, or when a toddler stomps around claiming to be a dinosaur who's about to eat you up. Pecos Bill is portrayed as an absolute maniac, kind of an evil twin brother of Paul Bunyan. Paul Bunyan is always kind, gentle, and caring toward people and animals. Pecos Bill is also a force of nature, but one that is wild and completely untamed. When he's born, his mother weans him on moonshine whiskey. He's lost by his family and raised by a wild pack of coyotes, running around the prairie naked and howling at the moon. He punches the poison out of a rattlesnake and uses it for a lasso. He tames a mountain lion to ride when his horse is injured. And he's so frightening to a group of bandits that they instantly declare him to be their leader when he rides up and asks who their boss is. And most famously, he rides a tornado as if it were nothing but an unbroken bronco. Pecos Bill has been depicted many times in cartoons, on film, or in radio plays. Disney did a cartoon featuring music by Roy Rogers, and the best telling of the story I've ever heard was done by Robin Williams, who takes on the character of an old Texas cowhand. Pecos Bill was also portrayed by actor Patrick Swayze in the film Tall Tale. This movie wasn't perfect, and it did bomb when it came out when I was a kid, but I have a soft spot for it because of the great care it takes in drawing on American tall tales. The plot was a bit messy, and the acting was so-so, but I felt that good casting choices were made when it came to Pecos Bill, John Henry, and Paul Bunyan. It was also fun to see Patrick Swayze being able to use his native Texas dialect in a film. It wouldn't have been appropriate for Pecos Bill to be portrayed by anyone but a native-born Texan, and Swayze's enjoyment of the role is most obvious in a scene where he confronts a loudmouth bully who dares to demean the Lone Star State. Swayze has just a little bit of a smile on his face and a definite twinkle in his eye when he says, "Mister, you can insult me. And you can insult my friends. As a matter of fact, you can even insult my mother and my horse. But don't you ever insult the great state of Texas." You and your kids can tell each other some of the tall tales in the saga of Pecos Bill, or you can make up some of your own. As with stories about Paul Bunyan, tales about Pecos Bill should be funny, but they should also be completely outrageous. Paul Bunyan stories are often meant to be told in a way to trick first-time listeners into thinking they're real. Pecos Bill's stories should be more cartoonish, with nothing held back. Pecos Bill's stories make great inspiration for art projects or school drama skits, as each scene is very visual in its humor. The original saga of Pecos Bill is accompanied by very funny drawings by Elmer Hayter, which could be printed out and colored or used for inspiration for new creations. I've put links to various retellings of the Pecos Bill legend in the show notes for this episode at childrensliteraturepodcast.com. Tall tales never go out of style. They're always little moments to share silly stories with children, and it's fun to hear kids elaborate and modify them as they begin telling tall tales themselves. Each figure from American folklore is larger than life in a unique way. Johnny Appleseed is a kindly forest spirit. Paul Bunyan is a very big, big brother. John Henry is noble, even at his tragic end. And Pecos Bill is the wildest, meanest, orneriest of them all. But that's what makes him so much fun to talk about. You've been listening to the Children's Literature Podcast. Please subscribe and give the show a rating. Send comments to letters at childrensliteraturepodcast.com. I'm your host, TQ Townsend. Thanks for listening.